I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Lebanon's crisis is deepening as assassinations and bombings continue. Sat7's Debbie Brinks says fighting threatened to derail their children's programming plans. However, Brinks says they just got studio space next to their offices, which will help. It's crucial for their team to make their ministry deadlines.
There's so many programs coming out of other parts of the Middle East for children, targeting them and encouraging them to consider martyrdom. And it's just such a negative picture of what a child should be seeing every day. And we provide a totally opposite perspective, one of hope and love, and it's an amazing contrast.
Next, Faith Academy for Missionary Children in Manila celebrated 50 years this year. Send International helped start the cooperative. About 550 students from several denominations and countries attend. Judy Severn, former principal at Faith Academy, says a visit there would look different than it did 50 years ago.
Korea is sending for thousands of missionaries. So looking at our campus in the year 2007, you're seeing far more brown-haired, beautiful, brown-skinned young people and children as opposed to blonde-haired, blue-eyed, what we would consider North Americans or Europeans.
And Life Action Revival Ministries is urging prayer for an upcoming event through their Collegiate Impact Arm. The team's hosting the Second Institute of Campus Revival and Awakening at Yale University June 20th through the 27th. Many young people will be impacted by the campus leaders who are gathering. Pray that this gathering of campus ministry leaders will result in transformed campuses and spiritual awakening. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.